So, you know, Ariel, you know, it's because we, you know, you obviously, Bali Rabbi Matze, we're here because of you. Let me introduce in the following way. The Suri Bali Rabbi Matze are really fascinating from a number of different standpoints. First of all, that we have both of them, right? You would have thought that one was sufficient. And it seems, this is something of an oversimplification, but it seems like there is a trigger mechanism that violation of one automatically triggers the other. So it's not as if, even if they target different situations, it's not as if, halachically speaking, you get that much a different result, and it's lav or lav bishnei lavin, and that itself is a very fascinating thing. Second, in the world of machalos hasuros, we really don't find, you know, bali rab bali matze. You know, I have a similar din about basar b'chalav. Isar hana is, you know, common enough, whether it's arla or basar b'chalav, and, you know, many, many others. That is distinctive by chametz. We've talked about that a lot in the past. Chizkiya, Rabbi Yavoh, din klali, din prati. But the very existence of, you know, this prohibition of actually owning slash having access to, which is what we'll talk about today, you know, chametz appears to be sui generis in the world of machalos asuros. In the past, and you know, I really stand by this, if you had to think, let's say, of one area of halacha avishai where we say that you can't have any contact with it, no, it can't be present in your home, it has to be held at a great distance, actively sought out and destroyed as well. Yeah, the obvious, you know, connection is to avodah zara, lo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherem, shaketz tishaktzenu, you know, and were this a different shir and I a different revi, you know, maybe we could start with some Torah Sanister right now about, you know, the Seor Shabi'isa, and, you know, but I don't know anything about that, so I'll stay in my lane over here, as my brother-in-law likes to say. You know, it's really surprising that we have this phenomenon. Now, there is an approach in the Rishonim that, this is not the Rambam's approach, and in my view, it's not the Ramban's approach either, but there is an approach in the Rishonim which says that, you know, we shouldn't be all that surprised, and maybe it's like a gzeira d'oraisa, right? The reason that we have bali rab bali matze is because chametz is iser chamor, it's an iser kares, and after all, lo bedili in shiminei, and, you know, Tosfos and Sachem Beis Hamad Aleph talks about this in the context of, you know, or l'arbas or bod kinesa chametz lor haner, we just can't risk having it around because, you know, like Shua's late night, extravaganza. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. You know, who could resist? Right. Exactly. That's what the Gemara meant when it said Shema, you know, Yimsa Gluska, you know, Yafa, Viyacho Silave. I think actually, you know, in the Mesoras Hashas, they say, you know, Bilaz, ring ding. Yeah, I think I remember that. You had the same Kisfei Yadin as I did. Okay. So Eitan, you know, we have the same Girsa. Yeah, it's amazing. Right. Now there's a question, is it one word or two words, ring ding? So that approach in the Rishonim, in some ways, really, you know, deprives Bali Rab Bali Matze of their standing, right? So, I mean, it's still impressive, right, that the Torah is so concerned about this, but it doesn't really think that we've actually defined this as such a chafza di isura that, you know, we've, at this point, stigmatized the very presence of the chametz, it's not only a question of eating the chametz or benefiting from the chametz, but even having any tseruf to the chametz, whether that means it being in your, you know, home or under your formal ownership, which is, again, the topic that we'll talk about. That is an amazingly impressive idea. And that is all the more impressive because al pi halacha, as we'll see in just a moment, you can't even really own it, right? How do we know that I can't own it? Eitan, go ahead, I see. But I'm saying, you know, categorically speaking, Emmanuel, how do we know that? Like, what are we really worried about here? After all, correct, it's an Isser Hana. So anything which is Asser Bana, you can't, al pi halacha, you can't even own anyway. It's not under your ownership. So what are we so worried about? And that too is like an amazing phenomenon. So we have our work cut out for us. And what I'd like to try to explore is Hein l'shitas HaRambam v'hein l'shitas HaRamban. So what exactly is the nature of Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh? Maybe we have to, as David would tell us, you know, we have to be open to the possibility that maybe the answer is different depending on whether you're talking about Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. Seeing it, finding it. And this was, you know, at issue between the Rambam and the Ramban. And I think it's an extremely rewarding sugya, especially this time of year. This is really the time where, of all of the, you know, nosim, so to speak, of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, you know, Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh, the Yisra Achila, the Yisra Hana, none of that is Shayach just yet. But the, you know, idea of extirpating the chametz, of not possessing it, right, that's really what's going on right now. This is the true inyan adioma, in a very real sense. So Ariel, this is why we're here. Okay, and okay, so we have first Bali Matzeh and then Bali Yira. Interestingly, right, as you could see, there's a difference in terms of the context of Bali Matzeh and Bali Yira. In terms of Bali Matzeh, what's the context? Micah? Excellent. And Bali Yira, it's your entire estate. Right? You think about, you know, somebody has some kind of extensive, you know, ranging property, you know, in the outer boundaries where you go fox hunting, you know, and the like. B'chol gvulacha. But not in your place of residence. So Bali Yira has to do, certainly, with at some level, Re'iya. Lo Yimatzeh is about being found. That's linked to Bateichem. Bali Yira is in the Gvulin. Interesting. Now, just getting back to the question for a second of the Gzera D'Oraisa, that it's really to protect Achila, you could imagine a little bit more of a subtle approach than we explored at the beginning. Is it possible, just if you're, you know, a careful reader of Torah Shebichsav, to be Mechalik? Say, oh, maybe one of them actually really is a Gzera D'Oraisa, but the other one not so much. Which one would that be? David? Outstanding, right? And then if you look at the hemsheikh of that pasuk, lo yimatzeh bateichem, ki kol ochel machmetzes. v'nechrasa, because it's an Isser Kares. David. The Rav would be proud. Really? It's 30th Yortzeit coming up. Know what he said about your great-great-grandfather. He said, the Rav said, that he was amazed. Who could possibly raise, at that time in Boston, who could possibly raise children to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs? Nobody else achieved that. He was so amazed by that. I met, years ago, I was meeting right around this time of year with the Rav's daughter, Dr. Lichtenstein, who mentioned that. I saw that. I had heard that before, and then she told me that. She told me that you remembered her father saying that. So here you are. Here you are. Okay. So, Ariello, you might say? Right? Yeah, this is the point that Michael was just observing. So, b'chol gvulecha, and then you have bateichem. Okay, so we have a really interesting Rashi, where Rashi says we can extrapolate something from the world of Bal Yimatzeh to the world of Bal Yirah. Ma beischa b'rishusecha, just as you have rishus over your bias, so too your gvulin, which is obviously further removed, you know, from your control. So that too, you know, it has to be in your rishus, and that is to the exclusion of chametz of nachri. Difficult to Rasha. See, the Ramban is going to take issue with this. Yatza chametzel shel nachri shu etzel Yisrael. This is the exclusion of non-Jewish owned chametz in a Jewish home where you did not accept liability. Lo kibel lav achrayus, meaning it's based on the mechilta. If some non-Jew puts his chametz in my house, they say, look, I'm not taking responsibility for this. You want to put it down there? You know, I'm not going to stop you. But, you know, if something happens to it, you know, there's a swarm of yeshiva high school students who comes by and, you know, it's like our bet. You know, I don't take responsibility for that. So then you're not L'chora, over, Mishum Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. I don't mean that they ate it on Pesach. It's kind of a mixed metaphor. Okay. That's a difficult Rashi. Gemara Pesachim, which I alluded to before. Right, just because I dig a hole in the Rishos HaRabim doesn't mean that it's mine. It's only mine, le'inyin, the chiyuv, nezikin. Likewise, I can't own chametz on Pesach. The Torah has stripped me of ownership. But Ari, in what sense do I own it? Only, it's the worst of all worlds. It's not really mine. I couldn't be Mekadei Shanisha with it. No matter how much I wanted to, right? Chametz mishesha usulamala, the chite kordnaisa. But in what sense do I own it? It's a kinyan iser, only for the sake of lav or lav vishnei lavin, bal yiroa, bal yimatze. Now the lashonos of Rashi here are very striking. Go ahead, Ariel. Karahu, even though you dug it, you're the digger. Right. You don't own the Rishus HaRabim. Right? It doesn't make it yours. So what's really interesting is that the Gemara uses the term of Rishus. And Rashi, pretty consistently here, three times, substitutes the term. What's the difference? Avi?
Correct.
Shelo is bailos in halacha. De jure ownership. Legal title. Rishus relates to something which is de facto under your control. I have access to it. I can do what I want with it. Emmanuel doesn't own every apartment building on the Upper West Side. It's not in his bailus. 86th Street, yes, but not 87th or 85th Street. But is the Upper West Side his rishus? Of course. His influence, his hashpa, what he says goes. Why do you think all those store owners pay him a protection fee? It's good business for them. You know, there's a difference between bailus and rishus. Okay. So here's where, you know, as far as the Bavli is concerned, we have the locus classicus. So this is obviously critical. So we say that the Isser Bal Yira establishes the question of shalcha, of formal ownership. If it's not yours, apparently you can't violate. The question is, does that kula apply to Bali Matze, especially as David correctly pointed out, if that's the Gzera Doraisa, maybe we should care about somebody else's chametz in your house too. Because as it's what, you know, Eitan would call the ring ding problem. You just can't resist. You can't resist mitam machalos asuros, you can't resist mitam, you know, iser, you know, gzela. So does that kula by Bal Yirah, that it has to be Shalcha, it has to be near Bailus, does that apply to Bal Yimatze? That's the question of the Gemara. Okay. So in a Yatmin Hatmana, if something is insulated, what can't you do, even if it's findable? If something is completely covered, well, you can take it out of its wrapping. But what when something is Mutman, you can't see it, right? You see what the Gemara is doing? It's isolating the variables between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatze. So Bal Yirah has two factors. You have to be able to see it, and it has to be yours. So are you allowed to have chametz mutman? Or chametz, this isn't yours, right? You're just holding it as a steward for the Gentile. Ah, Tamad Omar. Ah, the empire strikes back. So maybe it's all usher. Maybe mida lo yimatze nishma de lo yira. Okay, we're gonna be machmir on hatmana and pikdonos. So ainli elo shabateichem. Wait a second. But maybe that only maybe that chumra only applies in your house, where bal yimatze applies, right? Go ahead. Ainli elo bateichem. Meaning those that are, you know, have at the extent of your property. So what is it getting too fast? So Rabbi Willie would say, slow down. So you have the extent of your gvul, shichin, ma'aros, right, the extent of your property line. So what about there? So that's also not midin batechem, midin kol lulacha. However, v'adayin ani omer, bebatim over, u'bal yat min u'bal yakabel pikdonos min anachri, because all of those chumras are rooted in the pasuk of bal yimatze, as David pointed out, but only applies in batechem. Bigvulin. I mean, this is what lamdanim live for. It's Gemara's like this. So we're saying, oh, so there'd be different standards in terms of what you violate for in your house versus out in the backyard. Because there's no standard of shalcha by Batechem. That's Bal Yimatzeh. There's no standard of having to be able to see it. So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. In our house, we're going to be much more concerned about any accessible chametz, visible, non-visible, yours, not yours. Out in the backyard, you know, where you're not really going to go on Pesach anyway. I mean, you know, the Bor Shichin Marus, you know, the outer reaches of the property. So there, you just can't own it. But who cares about anything else? Let the Nachri put his pikadon down there. So I can't take it in my house, but leave it out there in the garage. Okay? So it sounds like we've gone totally lahachmir, right? That all of the chumras associated with Bal Yimatzeh now get exported and extracted to the world of the Gvulin of Bal Yira. But now the Gemara pivots back. It's a dialectical scenario. Obviously, you smile. It's such a tantalizing Gemara. It's like you don't know which way it's going to go. There's some whiplash here. So Mas Amar Rabbi Gvulin Shal Chai Terot Avra Shal Acherim Shal Gavoa. So the Gemara seems to want to split the baby and say, to violate the Isser Chametz anywhere, Ben Mibatim, Ben Megvulin, you have to own it. That we're going to end up being Mekel about. Seems that way. But what's the Kula? Avi, what's the corresponding Kula? We'll say, since we have this Sa'ar, it's going to teach us one Kula and what's the Chum, and one Chumra. The Kula is, we're going to say, even the Sa'ar in your own house, you have to own to violate. So David, unfortunately, that's pretty much, it's sunk our, you know, Lo Yimatzeh, Gzera D'Oraisa theory, that, because, you know, if it really was Gzera D'Oraisa, it would even be, you know, Mr. Ronald McDonald's Chametz over there, because you might come to eat it anyway, right? So, I think that probably impacted the Rambam and the Ramban. But Avi, what's the corresponding Chumra? That not only in your house are you over Mishum, Bal Yatmin, and Bal Yikabel Pikdonos, but that
also applies to
the Gvulin as well. So the question is, what kind of Pikdonos? Right? We're, like, that's really where the rubber hits the road, because if we just said, well, the kula is you really have to own it. But the chumra is hatmana, fine, you don't really have to see it to violate Bali Rali and Bali Matze. So how does Pikdonos come in? Because you'd say, well, it's not mine, it's the guy's. So that opened up the door. And here we are. Okay. Now we're ready to go with the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is elegant, it's consistent. And I want you to think, again, about the issues of Bailos and Rishos. And Ariel, read it slowly so everybody can, you know, follow along. And I want people to tell me at the end, what is Shitas HaRambam? What's the nature of the Isser, Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzeh? What was the Rambam really worried about? Okay, Ariel, take it away. So he starts with Bal Yira. That is, as we like to say in the field, a tell. Okay. He starts not with Bal Yimatzeh, but with Bal Yira. So Ariel, if you were just an intelligent reader of the Rambam, oh, you are. So what would you say already? Your netiya would be to say, wait, if he's focused on Bal Yira first, then what, in terms of Bailos versus Rishos, what's going to be the issue? Bal Yira points us in which direction? Try that again. Yes, because, right? Lo yira l'cha, shalcha, iya taroa. Okay?
Yachol im taman oso, o hifi oso, biyad gayim, lo yira over, tamo, or lo yira masa rotecha.
Okay, so the Rambam says, if you bury it in the ground or you hand it to some guy, is it possible to say that that solves your problem? Absolutely not. Afilu hitmino, oifkido. That's what lo yimatze comes to tell me. Chamit shel Yisrael biyad goy is aser. Well, wait a second. If chamit shel Yisrael biyad goy is aser, Eitan, so what is that? What direction is that pointing us in? Well, chamit shel Yisrael biyad goy. I'm not gonna, the goy, let's say, lives in Timbuktu. I have no practical access to this, but what is that? What's the Rambam? It's exactly what we expected, namely that it's all about what word do we use for that? Bailus. Thank you. Yachol lo ya'over alim kinei chametz beisol lo yam barachok mi beisol besad vira cheres lo ya'over tamal omar. Oh, so let's say it's really not under your ownership. It's under the ownership of Hektesh or a guy. Talmud Lomar. The Rambam is being absolutely consistent. Bailus, bailus, and more bailus. If it's yours, I don't care where in the world it is or on the moon, you're over. And if it's not yours, it could be in your sock drawer. Samud lecha. Kikaru vilecha davar ma'od, and you're still potter. Mipnei? Thank you. Cause it shall, and again, the Gemara is not so clear on this point. But the Rambam says, in such a case, even if it's a guy who's kafuf to us, in the end of the day, are you in violation? Why not? It's not yours. Filu hayashul geratoshav shayad yisrael shalatas alav. Ein kofino salahotzi achametz mirshusav pesach. Now, let's get to the case of Pikadam. He said that's where the rubber hits the road. Yishalim lo damav. Don't read any further. Cover it with your whatever hand. So what would you say? This is the non-Jews chametz. It's in your house and you say, okay, if somebody steals it or it gets lost, I'll pay you back. What's the Rambam going to say? What's your prediction? Right. Technically speaking, it still belongs to the God. But the Gemara said Beferush, right, that Yekabel Pikdonos is Aser, right? Avi, that's what we talked about. The Kula is Shalchaya Tarot Roshalachem Shalgavoa. The Chumra that applies in both cases. So how in the world is the Rambam going to make sense of the Gemara? The Rambam can't paskin against the Gemara. So what does he say, Ariel? One more time. Well, one more time. What's the Rambam's chiddush atzum, v'adir, v'nora, u'mikubal, v'yafe, v'chaviv? That qualifies as bailus le'inyan bal yira bal yimatze. That the geder of bailus is sufficiently capacious to include pikdonos shekiba le'machrayus. Is that what it says in the Gemara? No. Not at all. But the Rambam had this, right, Shimon, and he was going to town with it. It was about Bailus in the end. After all, where did he start? With Bayirah or Bayimatze? Shalcha Yata Roeh. He felt that was the dominant Isser. Bayimatze is the little brother of Bal Yirah. Now an even bigger chiddush. Goy Anas, Sammy the Bull, Gravano, excellent Sariel. He only knew what role he played in Shir this year. He's appeared in just about as many sugyas as Ritva. Avdil. Sammy the Bull Gravano, the Goy Anas. Okay, pause. Now we have a situation where you weren't even Mekabel Achar. This is the case of the Gemara. Case of Mechoza. So now you have Sammy the Bull of a Gravano who says, Kreisman. Better watch my ringdings. And he puts three boxes of ringdings down. Says, don't let anything happen to them. And you know that should anything happen to these ringdings, you're going to be on the hook. Quite literally, he'll put you up on a hook. But you're going to have to make restitution, for sure, at minimum. You know that. So, tell me honestly what you would think. Would the Rambam say that you're chayiv on that chametz? Is it big enough chiddush to say, kibel achrayus crosses the boundary into shalcha? He's a gangster. He can extract you. He's basically just mugging you. It makes so the Gemara says you're chayiv in that case. So the Rambam is going to have to do some pretty fancy footwork to justify that. So read it. Back to Goyanus. One more time. Sharei Nechshav. One more time. It's remarkable. The Rambam says the geder of Bailus, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze, just keeps on expanding outwards, but it's still all about Bailus. So yours, by definition, I don't care if it's on the moon, a non-Jew's in your bedroom doesn't count, unless you're Mekabel Achrayus. Why, if you're Mekabel Achrayus, I made you read it three times before, Nasa Kishalo, and Sammy the Bull Gravano's ringdings, because you know you're going to be on the hook for them? Wow. That's Shita Sarambam. Zok the Magid Mishnah. Kosev b'teir le'ir alecho chametz b'raisa. Perekama l'fishan le'ir alecho v'sham v'vuar. Okay, so the Rambam was mechadesh that halacha. O hivkido biyad ha'akum. Right, the Rambam said, you're still chayiv. Dovar pashadhu. It's obvious v'kal v'chomer. Really. Umach v'amit shalakum shechayiv Yisrael b'achayuso chayiv levaro. Because as the Rambam said, it's nasis kishalo. So the Rambam assumed it was a dovar pashut. Zeshu shal Yisrael lagamrei, So that's all well and good. The Magen Mishnah says it's a davar pashut, and it's even a kal v'chomer, which is true, but it's an absolute tautology. It's circular. That's only true if you assume what? That the mechayev of a bal yirah, bal yimatzeh is Shimon? Bailus! If you assume that Bailus is the mechayev, of course, it's more likely that something you actually own, you're chayev for, than something where the extent of your ownership is liability. But is there some halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that every Rishon has to accept that? You know what the Ramban has to say about that? Number one, it's not obvious. Number two, it's not true. It's not true. The Ramban learns that Chemso Shel Yisrael Biyad Goy is Mutter Min HaTorah. Anybody want to take a guess why the Ramban believed that? And we'll see it inside in a second. Because it's not only about Bailus. Maybe Rishus is also a factor. And if it's your Chametz, but it's not under your practical control, because it's Mufkad Biyad Goy, or you sent it up with the Voyager, and it's somewhere on Saturn, we think. Sir Ramban says it's Mutter Min HaTorah. So let's go back. Let's read the Ramban. Avi, your just desserts. Go ahead. Ariel, excellent job. Now we go over to Avi. The Ramban says, I don't understand what Rashi is talking about. What in the world does that have to do with Chemtzo Shel Goy? That doesn't add up. We're talking about something in your house versus in your backyard. Why are you mixing which space it's in with who owns it? I don't understand Rashi altogether, says the Ramban. Rather, it's a chametz shel nachri, either way, so it's mamon shel chayrim, it's not under your ownership, and whether it's in your house, in your backyard, so it's your property. So that's what ma beis chaber rishus, we're learning between bias and rishus. What does it mean, lahotzi chametz shel nachri? The ode, the Ramban says, why is one more obvious than the other? It's not as if it's more obvious in the houses than it is in the backyard. Whatever the halacha should be the same in either case. Whether it's the chametz of the goy in your house or the chametz of the goy in your backyard. So we have a dialectic. Batim, the pasuk of Shivas Yom Yisrael Yimetzei Batechem, as David pointed out, sounds to be machmir in this case. And the heter would come from Bal Yirah, because there it says lecha. So we have to negotiate between Bal Yimatzei and Bal Yirah. That's what we've been doing. As we see in Daf Hey, so the rubber is going to hit the road now, because what are you going to do with Pikdonos? So the Rambam's big chiddush was to say that if you're mekabel achrayas, nasis kishalo. It's all about bailus, and that crosses the boundary into bailus. And even if you're not mekabel achrayas, if it's a goy on us and you're going to be practically on the hook anyway, it's ki'ilu hu shalo. It's one level further removed, but for the Rambam, that's good enough. Ava. Pay careful attention. It doesn't get more elegant than this. Eino Ella. Oh, it's the opposite. It's not Lohotzi Chomet Shal Nachri. Azehat Rashi Gezakt. That's what Rashi said. But the opposite. It's to exclude Chemtzo Shal Yisrael that is no longer in your bias, but is Eitzel?
No.
Excellent. Wait a second. The Magen Mishnah says it was a Davar Pasha that was Aser. And know what the Ramban is saying? That's explicitly the case that the Mechilta is telling you is Mutter. V'chein shnuya b'mechilta. Go ahead. Ratechem lama nemar. Ma beis chaber shusecha, just like you control, practically speaking, what happens in your house, so too, it has to be that the chametz is under your practical control. So what chametz is no longer under your practical control?
It's under the
non-Jew's
control.
Thank you. Yatza. Uperusha. Which is exactly what the Rambam believes, if that's because for him Balira dominates the conversation. And therefore, the following emerges.
Oh,
that there are two dinim, each of which is necessary, but neither of which is sufficient. Bailus and Rishus. To violate either Bal Yira'ah or Bal Yimatzeh, and then by definition both of them, you need to both be the formal owner of the chametz, as well as in practical control of the chametz. So Chemtzo Shel Nachri, Brishus Yisrael, Potter, because it's not your bailus, even though it's your Rishus. Chemtzo Shel Yisrael, Brishus Nachri, Potter, it's your bailus, but it's not your rishus. What was the Magid Mishnah called? It's just a davar pashan and a kal v'chomer. The Ramban says there's no kal v'chomer, and it's not true. And that's exactly what the Mechilta is coming to teach. My beis chaber shusecha, av gvulcha shaber shusecha, lafuke Rashi, not lahotzi chamet shal nachri. It's lahotzi chamet shal Yisrael, brishus nachri. Okay, go ahead. Which is exactly what the Rambam believes. Which, by the way, is a very, very, very good point. He says, for the Rambam, I have no idea why we should care about bias versus gvul. 2 minutes, we'll finish. Okay? Hefresh. Okay, very good. So midivrei sofrim, the rabbis were machmir in this case. Okay. So what we have here is a fundamental and an absolutely critical distinction. The Rambam said, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh is all about Bailus. And even situations where it's really hard to believe that there's any true Bailus. Sammy the Bol Gravano, Goyanas, Nechshav Ki Iluhu Shalom. The Ramban says, absolutely wrong. Two factors. Bailus, as well as Rishus. That's what's necessary to violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh.